Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 183. Tom, top of the day to you.
Thank you. That was my best Kermit. Excited that the show is beginning. It's time to start the show.
Well, it is time to start the show. And I feel that it's very important to point out the fact that you did the hand arm gestures. I was going to say hand, but it's more than that. It's arm gestures.
One cannot impersonate Kermit without the arms. It has to be done. The limp wrists.
Yeah, otherwise you're going to hurt something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not worth it.
Nah.
I've got a quiz for you later.
Huzzah.
It's about songs. It's about theme songs, TV show theme songs.
That's awesome. I've put on my quiz answering pants today, as opposed to last week where I'd forgotten my quiz answering pants and did quite poorly.
Yeah, but these ones look comfortable. They're warm.
Are comfortable. Oh, and I'm wearing a comfortable shirt too. I'm going to keep my jumper on because it's cold, but I'll show you the shirt.
Yep. Yes, please, because you said
you said
we weren't allowed to look at it.
Well,
until
it's probably
you were
the last time us recording in this studio. So yeah, I thought I'd wear a special
it was last
shirt
week, but
today.
Yes.
It's the Loch Ness monster named Champ.
I love it because Champ is our favorite word.
Yes,
Long listening Lindsay Lohan.
Yes, people that have been around here for a bit will understand our fascination with the word champ.
Yes.
So when I saw a t-shirt with the word champ, I had to get the t-shirt with the word champ.
Really nice. Did you go onto a t-shirt website and just type in?
No.
It came up
as a recommended option for me. I was
amazing.
Like, good work. Yeah. That's what happens when you buy three Shrek shirts from the same site. They're like, oh, this guy likes dumb memes.
And they were right.
They were very right.
It's a nice t-shirt, though.
Thank you. Anyway, I thought it was the end of an era, so perhaps it's time that we put Champ to bed. The champ wound is closed. I don't need to pick that scab open again. Let's leave it. Moving
really
on to greener pastures.
Wound. Yeah.
So let's put Champ to bed.
Okay.
Deal?
Deal.
Handshake from afar.
We did left hand. Handshake then too, which was interesting.
That's how you know shit's real. Yeah. Is if someone shakes their left hand, it's either like, oh, you're a wrong'un, or this is legit.
Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. The council has launched its new recycling campaign, which has a new TV and radio commercial, billboard signs and stickers. The new ad is a winner. Well, so says their marketing department. Actually, why don't you take a listen?
Yo, 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 fellow kids. All the TikTokers and the NFTers are loving themselves sick recycling. Bam, catch my knuckles, yeah. Jam, paper, recycle, cardboard, recycle, plastic, now including soft plastics, recycle, and fruit and veggie scraps. You guessed it. Cool kids, recycle. It's fun, it's cool, it's easy, and it makes you feel chill and all that. Do it today. Don't be a square, otherwise you won't get fresh puppet simple dimple.
It is hoped that this will reduce the landfill rubbish by 72% by the end of the year and have Watchersville trending on all social media platforms. Marie Wilting is inviting everyone who took part in last year's Fellowship of the Ring Cloak Sewing Day to sign up all over again for this year's instalment. It'll be a little different as all involved will be making Jedi robes. Once again, she is asking for donations of material and cloth and no wild and bright colours. It's all about blacks, dark browns, tans and dirty whites. The aim is to have 200 made in one weekend. Elon Musk has promised to launch them into space and to the galaxy far, far away next month. They will be sent to the Keep Jedi's Warm charity shops. Our Watchersville Barber Quartet, the Birds, are off on their tour any moment now. No big surprise, as they do this every year, rain, hail or shine. Being actual migrating birds, this is in their nature, and they're still permitted to travel internationally. We wish them the best of luck and look forward to their return concert. Personally, I hope they sing my favourite song, Wind Beneath My Wings. Their version is always so jolly. Tickets go on sale on Monday and the performance is sure to sell out. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville.
Let's get into the news.
I'd like to.
All right, I've got a cool one I saw today. 41% of people who have bought the PlayStation 5 are females. This is a big jump from the PlayStation 1 20 years ago, which was only 18%.
Girl power.
I'll say, yeah, actually, I had the Spice Girls game, and I think it was on PlayStation 1.
Nice.
So I'm one of those 18%.
Was it a fighting game, like Mortal Kombat style?
No, it was like a Just Dance kind of thing.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. Yeah.
Because you were worried about Jerry.
Yes. Mm. And whose moves were you replicating best? Like if I was to say what's Leah's three gold star finishing. You're awesome.
I would have gone either scary or sporty because I feel like they would win in a Mortal Kombat.
I'm talking if you just dance. Who are you dancing like? Who does Leah replicate?
Yeah, I'd probably be doing a sporty thing, like just some like
hockey moves.
Yeah, some hockey moves.
A bit of a lunge.
Or a bit of a lunge. Could do a Posh Spice one though, because she just sort of stands there, right?
She does. That's easy. I think sporty's dance would involve some burpees, and that's fucked.
Oh, I don't want to do them. No, I change my mind. I'll be Baby Spice then.
Yeah, it's scary. His dance is just scream.
It's scream, and at the time, like, because she had that awesome afro, she would kind of shake her head so it would move as well.
Mm.
I remember that.
And I imagine back in the day, PlayStation wasn't so great at, like, it probably didn't even have cameras. It was just operating with your controller.
Yeah,
control,
yeah,
right?
It was just the controller.
It wasn't filming your Wii Fit style.
No, but maybe they should bring that back and do it like that.
I think they'd make a killing if they were to do a dance game that was filming you and inserting you into 90s boy band and pop artist videos.
I agree, because you would get the people who were around at that time, but also the kids of the people
the
who
TikTokers,
are around at that time. Yeah,
it'd be awesome. All I want is to somehow digitally insert myself wearing an open white shirt, dancing on the beach with the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, or Blink 182.
Oh yeah. But
they were doing a piss take.
A piss take. Or a bit of, you know, I could do the bye 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 dance from NSYNC.
Was that the one where they pretend to be? Yeah.
Dirty Pop was another. Oh, no, they have some great videos. Backstreet Boys dress up as a monster. Everybody.
You could also run up and down steps and be New Kids on the Block.
Or steps.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a tragedy.
Oh.
See what I did? There. I want to
I have to mention it.
Yeah, go on.
I'm contractually obligated. Bewitched. Remember Bewitched?
C'est la vie.
Yep. Double denims from a bunch of Irish girls.
S Club ain't no party like an S Club party.
Did you say S Club ain't no party?
Ain't no party.
Because I think they're S Club 5 now, maybe 3.
Ooh, that's a bit. Why
I know, they toured a while ago and some of them didn't come back.
S Club a couple.
Oh, Hannah was busy being in Primeval on British television for a while. Okay. Hunting dinosaurs in the modern times.
Yeah, right.
What a fanciful premise.
Yeah, it was a reality show. Mm. I just want to grab an idea of where Shay's at with Spice Girls.
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay.
She'll get down
Knows
to
of.
It. Yeah. Happy. And I think she might even have an album, listens to it with Lins and stuff. But, like, they're no Carly Rae Jepsen.
Okay. Yeah, they don't ask anyone to call her. No. So the reasons this is from a Kotaku Australia article.
Good on you, Kotaku.
Reasons they think women have been buying PlayStations.
Is it Sackboy?
Yes, how did you know?
I thought it would be.
Because these are going to be really out of this world reasons. Escapism.
Sure.
Pandemic.
Yeah.
And also being able to play with your friends and family.
So,
whoa, crazy, right? Like everyone else who plays games.
Did they do a research to survey or study or anything and discover what the difference is if you have a penis? Like why you bought it? To be fucking macho. To kill some Nazis. Like,
yeah.
Of course those are the reasons.
What? Ridiculous. Someone's gone, I'm going to start this study. It's going to be great. I'm going to find some amazing results out of this. And it's just the exact reason why everyone else gets them.
Mm.
So 41%. But I reckon if you were to add it or include mobile gaming into the statistics with this 41%, I reckon women are probably bigger gamers.
Sure.
Like you've got your Candy Crush and those Overcooked or whatever they're called games.
Yeah.
What have you got this week?
Well, I've got three bits of animated news that's kind of cool. There's a spin-off of SpongeBob SquarePants coming
Called
The Patrick Star Show. from the same animators, producers, everyone involved with the show.
Same style, I assume, right?
Same style, same voice cast and stuff. Cool. And it's focused more on Patrick's family and things. What other podcast is talking about SpongeBob spin-offs? I ask you. No one.
No one.
So that is due to come out a little bit later this year. There's a first bit of a look floating around on the internet. If that's your vibe, good times with Patrick.
Yeah.
What a madman. So you know I love the Teen Titans Go, fantastic, weird animated show. They do all sorts of weird stuff with the DC Universe. They had their Teen Titans Go to the Movies movie a few years ago, which was one of the best animated movies in the last couple of years. Well worth your time.
Did you go to the movies to see it?
I did with Shay. And fun. It was great. I pissed myself laughing. Teen Titans Go is having a special in a couple of months called Mystery Titans Theatre Go, and it is the Teen Titans doing a Mystery Science Theater 3000 style thing, which is, I don't know if you've ever seen, but it's, they get these old out of licensed movies that are terrible. And it's supposed to be this guy and robots and aliens that are locked on a space station. And all they have to do, like, to save themselves going insane is watch these old movies.
Which
old,
probably old makes them go crazy. Anyway.
And they're going crazier. Yep. But it's set up so that the film shows and there's silhouettes of them sitting in the theater from behind heckling the film.
So do they show the actual film or
have
they made it?
No, the actual film is there. And then you've got the silhouettes of them sitting, talking about the film as it goes through.
Yeah, right.
And some of the episodes are great and some of them are not. And it's one of those things that you either grow up with and loved or you're just like, heh. So I didn't grow up with it. I've seen a couple of episodes that are pretty funny, but it's not. I have a friend in the States who swears religiously and is like, supports them on Patreon and everything like this. Mm. Anyway, so they are doing a special animated version of this where they are going to sit in the theater and watch the original Space Jam.
Okay, you're watching that.
With the villains from the first Space Jam.
That's fun.
With the Monstars.
That's really fun.
Yes.
That's a good get.
It's going to get weird.
Yeah.
I imagine at some point the Monstars will try and steal the powers of the Teen Titans Go, a la Space Jam, and become weird. Yeah, I'm down with that. Very silly. But that's not the silliest thing animated-wise. So if you've watched Legends of Tomorrow, you will understand this story. If not, I can't explain to you really why this works. But in season 3, I think it was, maybe 4 on Legends of Tomorrow, they were fighting demons throughout time and they were being led by another demon named Malice. And in order to defeat Malice, they did all sorts of weird things. But throughout the season, they'd been jumping back and through time as they often do. And a Furby-style toy, like a Tickle Me Elbow-style toy called Bebo, got left behind in the time of the Vikings, and Leif Erikson found it, and they started worshipping it as a god. And by the end of the season, when they were fighting the demons, they each had sort of Captain Planet-style powers that they could put together and generate emotional power.
I love that.
They put it all together in order to try and defeat the demon, and like Ghostbusters, what do you think of? They thought of Bebo. And so then there was a 300-foot tall Furby-style character, Bebo loves you, who runs up, hugs, like grabs the winged demon, dives into the air, and then like suplexes into the ground, and they both explode into dust made of little tiny red hearts. So Bebo is beloved on the show.
That show's mad.
It is mad. And Bebo pops up every season somewhere at some point doing something weird and just as a toy. People have been saying for years, where's the Bebo merch? Why can't we buy it? It's not announced yet, but I have a feeling this news is going to make it happen. For Christmas this year, Legends of Tomorrow is doing an animated Bebo Saves Christmas.
That's brilliant.
Yep.
That's going to get you. That'll get you in the festive spirit.
Oh, sure, so much, and it's going to be silly, and they're going to have curmudgeonly characters, as is the want of that show. They've got a couple of people that just aren't team players on the team.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know
that
anything more
mad.
About it. It's so insane.
Like the things that you've told me about or shown me from that show, you just have to go along with it.
Last episode, they got involved in the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Of course.
One of the team went to the White House to try and keep JFK chill, and one of JFK's advisors tried to steal the nuclear football, so a actual football game broke out in the Oval Office over the nuclear football, while the team's stoner character put on a Che Guevara hat because he was stuck in Cuba and someone mistook him for Che and he said, no, I'm Che Guevara, Che's cousin.
Okay, yep.
And he somehow ends up with hanging out with Fidel Castro and trying to get Fidel to cool down, and so he gives him a bunch of edibles.
I love the fact that you watched that. Meanwhile, I watched an episode of Joanna Lumley going to Cuba and talking about the actual, like, Che Guevara. That's crazy. That's absolutely.
It's such a
good
show.
That show's insane.
It is my favorite thing at the moment of just standard network television show that just does something bizarre.
Yeah.
And it's silly and they're having fun. Good on them.
Hey, Mary. Something about that makes me think it's not actually hair gel. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Paramount Plus have cast Miles Teller, you know, from Whiplash. He was in the Divergent films as well.
He was also in Fantastic Four.
That's right.
I've seen him in many things. He was in War Dogs with Jonah Hill. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of time for Miles Teller.
Mm.
Shit from J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I remember the most. But he's going to be in a limited series called The Offer, and it's about the making of The Godfather.
And this is funny because this news story and your reasoning for why he's subbed in will lead in very nicely to my next story.
Okay, all right. So I've only got one sentence left and then we can...
Oh, what could your one sentence be?
Okay.
Why has he joined the film?
It's just that somebody else, Mr. Hammer, not MC, has left...
Army. Man named Paulie.
Yeah, what is... Yeah.
So, yeah, Army Hammer's having a bit of a week. Similarly, Luca Guadagnino, who is the director of Call Me By Your Name and lots of other great stuff, he had been pressured to perhaps come up with a sequel to Call Me By Your Name and had been working on a script last year and things. All of a sudden, that's not going to move ahead. They've decided to park that one. Mm. However, almost everyone who was in that film is in his new film. It's coming out soon.
Right, okay.
Yes. So there seems to be no love lost. No one's come out being like, oh, I don't believe any of this. I don't think he's a weird rapist cannibal. It's such a weird story.
I've tried to read up on it, but it's just too weird.
Do you think he's eaten parts of someone? Because he talks about it a lot. Like I've gone down the rabbit hole and read the whole thing.
You have? You've gone through the whole thing? Do you get that... Which movie was it? Was it Hannibal? Was it Hannibal where he's got the guy at the dinner table?
Ray Liotta with the top of the head
off. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. That movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think it's quite that level. I think it's more he might have bought a body part off the dark web and eaten it, because that's a thing. What a weird kink.
Oh, people. People, just be...
Stop being so entitled, generic white men.
Yeah, I know, right? Even trying to walk down a footpath and you see a middle-aged white man approaching, you're like, they're not moving for us. And us, by us, I mean everybody that isn't a middle-aged white man. They'll walk right down the middle. Anyway, let's get to another story that is extremely exciting, or would have been for me a couple of years ago when, do you remember, and you couldn't understand why I got into the Netflix show Virgin River, and I couldn't either.
No, I could not.
And it was just one of those shows that you just like, it came around Christmas, New Year. I was just watching it during that time and it was cozy, right?
Sure.
And then I watched the second season, not into it. It hadn't done anything differently. It hadn't changed. It was just my fascination with that had gone. But if you're still interested in Virgin River, get ready. The 9th of August, it's back for its third season. I've got some highlights.
Please.
I'm going to just fire them off, including a fire, a funeral, a divorce, a hurricane, a new romance. There'll be 10 episodes of this series that are based apparently on books, which I didn't know. Whole heap of them. So sit down. I think there might be a fourth season because – it has racked up the like two seasons so far, 1.8 billion minutes of streaming.
Huh.
People like that show.
Is it the sort of thing you put in the background while you clean?
Very much so. I was doing jigsaw puzzles whilst watching it. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's a sleep thing.
I could also see people falling asleep watching that.
Because surely
in
Netflix,
a good way,
Netflix would have data on what people were watching versus what people are falling asleep to. Because there's got to be pixel tracking or
I don't think they're doing eye monitoring. It would probably be skip intro. For shows?
Sure, but don't you just have that on auto?
Oh, yeah, possibly.
How much time are you wasting, Leah?
I don't know.
We could be talking about an extra show a week.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
All right, so I've got two news stories from Disney, one from each coast. Disneyland is live streaming the Avengers Campus opening event,
mm-hmm.
which is June 2nd. So pretty much
that's
when
really soon.
Yeah, when you're listening to this, it might even be going now.
Yeah.
That's with the Spider-Man web-based ride. It's got a shawarma stand outside Doctor Strange's Sanctum Sanctorum, the already existing Guardians of the Galaxy ride. And I really want to go to the Pym restaurant. So it's
the Pym restaurant?
Ant-Man restaurant.
Yeah.
So everything's either real big or real small.
That's fun.
Yeah. There's like a chicken schnitzel sandwich where the chicken schnitzel is like a pizza inside a small sandwich.
It has to that's madness. It has to be something like a turkey breast just like
bashed out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm incredibly madness. Here for that. So I will have more news on that next week, I'm sure.
Mm.
But over on the other side at Orlando, and this is nothing to do with movies and stuff, but it's just still very interesting. Universal Orlando have raised their workers' minimum wage.
Oh.
Which is a huge thing that unions have been fighting.
Particularly around this time.
Correct. They've been fighting for this for years. So Universal was at $13. They've raised it to $15, which is the largest increase in their history.
Yeah, it's a couple of – that's a lot.
That's a lot of money. Over at Cedar Park, they've increased up to $20 because it turns out that the U.S. theme parks are having a major worker shortage issues because there's a lot of fear around COVID.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want to work at a theme park with so many people crammed in there, that they're having real difficulty getting, you know, entry-level workers.
Wow.
Also because a lot of people are still being subsidized by the government and this sort of thing. They're getting money. They don't need entry-level positions.
Right.
So that's – it's weird that it's nothing to do with what the unions have been arguing for years or what their workers have wanted for years and stuff. It's literally we can't get anyone to come and, you know, make people – sit down on the Minions ride.
I would I love that that's the ride that you went for. I would never have thought that was a thing. That's bizarre.
It's pretty bonkers because normally it's not an issue. They've got 16, 17-year-olds lined up around the corner knocking, can I come work for summer? All this sort of stuff. They're about to kick off summer and no one's doing that. They've not got all the interstate travelers coming down for working for a few months over summer and this sort of stuff. So it'd be interesting to see what pans out with that.
Yeah.
Get some more money in the system though.
Geez, you must be itching to go. Like with those rides that you were talking about, the Marvel stuff.
Yep. And then we go to Orlando, to Universal because I haven't been on the Hagrid roller coaster yet and they're opening the Velocicoaster.
Had you done both of the Star Wars ones or was it just the Millennium Falcon one that was open when you were there?
It was just Millennium Falcon when I was there. So Rise of the Resistance is the purpose of that land being open because the Millennium Falcon thing was fine.
Yeah.
But it was not queue up for hours.
Yep.
God, I want to go.
I've got some Walking Dead World Beyond casting news.
Oh, I heard something about this.
Yeah, so Robert Palmer Watkins.
What's his name? Robert Palmer
Watkins,
addicted
to love, might as well face it. He was from General Hospital, which I didn't know, but that was in the article. And I thought, if somebody's going, I know that name. He's obviously not the singer that died at the age of 15 odd years ago. He must be the bloke from General Hospital. Well, you're right. Well done. Now stop bragging. Jeez. He is set for a reoccurring role on the second and final season of that show. He's so he was in the first season as Lieutenant Frank Newton.
Oh, yes, I remember his character well.
Yeah.
No, who?
So I had to Google. I Googled his name, I Googled the character's name, and I Google imaged it.
Is he Juliette Binoche? Is it one of her?
Yeah, he came in and spoke to her.
All right.
That was it. That
so
was
he
it.
Probably had 3 minutes screen time across the first season.
That's right.
Okay.
Exactly. So he is clearly an avenue for her part of the storyline.
Sure.
I'd say.
All right.
And also it's just a reminder that show is coming up.
We forgot to mention at the top of the show, but there's some holiday in the States this week, so no Walking Dead this week.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole week of me not being ranty.
I forgot to watch it anyway, so that's lucky.
I sat down going, oh, here we go. Yeah. One there. Got to watch WWE Treasure Hunt or whatever it's called.
Brilliant. I watched more episodes of The Great North.
There you go.
It's brilliant.
Everyone's a bloody
winner.
Really
enjoyed myself.
I watched a trailer for a film that looks pretty fun.
Bring it on.
And now it's based, this is weird. Mm. It's based on a video game. But don't let that say anything to you because looking at this movie, you can't tell anything about it's based on a movie, on a video game. I think it's more just taking the premise.
Okay.
It's called Werewolves Within.
All right. What game is this?
It's a game called Werewolves Within. Oh, okay, or something like right, that. Or okay. Like Werewolf where, you know, where you sit around in a group and you've got to work out who the werewolf is.
Oh, yes. I've heard of this game.
Yes. It's that as a movie.
Okay.
Sam Richardson, who was on Detroiters and Veep and all sorts of stuff, he's the main guy in it. It's got Guillermo from...
What We Do in the Shadows.
What We Do in the Shadows.
This is sounding even better now that you've said his name.
Oh, so it's basically a cast of up-and-coming comedy, soon-to-be icons and legends.
Awesome.
And they are in a small snowed-in town. He's the new sheriff. They get locked in an inn or something like that, and there's a werewolf picking them off one by one.
Is this a series or a movie?
It's a movie.
Okay.
And it's a comedy. It looks Shaun of the Dead-esque.
I want to watch this.
I know. So I've been following it for a long time. I'm like, okay, this sounds pretty cool. And then the trailer came out and everyone's like, the people that have seen it are like, this film's legit.
Yeah, right.
It's really well written. It's very, very, very well plotted out. I know. So it shouldn't be too long until we get that one in our hot little hands.
All right. We've got to watch it.
I got to watch my werewolf.
Yeah. I've never been a big werewolf person. Oh. But I do remember, I do have some favourite werewolves.
Please.
And I'd say both of them are probably in the English version of Being Human.
Okay, yeah, all right. Russell Tovey, I got a lot of time for that guy.
I can't remember the name of the other actor who was a werewolf as well. He'd been a werewolf for longer. And he's in stuff. He's one of those actors that's in stuff. He may have even been in like Game of Thrones or something. He's in stuff.
Yeah.
And he was very good. He was a cocky werewolf. Which I think werewolves should be.
Sure.
You know.
What about when it was season 4 and all the OGs left?
That's when I stopped watching.
Okay, because the new werewolf kid that came in was pretty good.
Oh, really?
His name is Michael Socker. He's been in a bunch of stuff and won a lot of awards. And he is the younger brother of the really rough bird from Misfits.
What, Warren in real Socker. Life?
Yeah.
Huh.
There you go.
Okay, right.
And she got done for bashing someone up.
Ooh,
that's
all
why
right.
She's not a thing anymore.
Right, okay.
True to character.
Anything else?
Not get out of my news kitchen.
Whoa, that sounds so serious. Let's get into some watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
What have you been watching, Tom?
What have I been watching? Mm-hmm. Spooky stuff. No, I watched a new series. The premiere happened 2 nights ago, and I think it's something you might enjoy.
Throw all the details in this general direction.
It's called CSK, Crime Scene Kitchen. And it is a baking reality show.
Yep.
Hosted by Joel McHale.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Judged by Curtis Stone and someone else. Based out in the States. 6 teams enter. They each have a kitchen that they have to go into and CSI style work out what was baked in there previously. From the clues that are left around the kitchen. So there might be some coriander there. But you look carefully. Has any of it been cut? Is it still sealed in the package? No, you don't want the raspberries. They haven't been used. So it's all this sort of thing.
They have to try and recreate the meal. So they get in there,
get a few minutes to try and work out what it was. Then they have 2 hours to try and recreate what their
this
guess
is. Cool.
If you guess correctly, you're automatically safe. But if you're wrong, you're on the chopping block. For the first round, the winner gets a clue as to what the next one is, and then that final one, someone's eliminated.
That's so funny.
It's so fun. It has no business being as good, but just seeing like really good bakers, it's not nailed it. It's people that can
see ingredients. It's so funny you said that because I watched an episode of Friends last night where Phoebe gave Monica her last cookie. Mm. That was made from her grandmother's recipe before it was set on fire, the recipe. So Monica was trying to recreate it. And of course, Joey walks in, goes, "Why did nobody offer me a cookie?" Takes a rest, puts it all in his mouth. They throw a tantrum at him, and then he throws a tantrum at them and storms out going, "Women!" So I would now like to see Courtney Cox on the show.
Sure.
As a judge.
It's very interesting listening to these people arguing as to whether that's just a straight cream cheese or if that's a Swedish milk cream cheese. Mm. Or listen, like, it's that level. Like, I tasted coconut, but I don't know if it's coconut or desiccated.
Yep. Like that shredded.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like just all this sort of stuff. It's very
wow.
cool. Yeah.
So are you just watching this on iTunes? Where is this? Okay. Where is
this?
Might
be on Fox or something in the States. It's big budget.
I want to keep an eye out for this.
Flashy.
Is Curtis doing his like raw Australian accent?
Yeah. Yeah. And as soon as he walks out first time, it like cuts to a talking head of two contestants. They're like, "Oh my God, he's blonde, tall and Australian. So dreamy."
Oh my goodness. That's.
And like Aussies are looking at him like Curtis Stone.
Yeah.
With the face.
The guy with the chin.
The guy that chases parked cars.
What's the show called again?
Crime Scene Kitchen.
Okay. I do want to watch that. That does. You're right. That sounds exactly like something I would like to watch. I watched, actually, last week or the week before, you said that you went to the movie theater for the first time in a long time.
Oh, yeah. A couple of weeks ago when I went and saw Mortal Kombat. Get over here.
That's right. Well, I went and saw A Quiet Place 2.
Oh, and?
Really fun.
Really fun.
So the way I described it to somebody yesterday, yeah. I said that A Quiet Place 2 didn't need to happen, but I'm really glad it did.
Sure. So does it add to the story or progress the story?
Progresses.
Well, so I'm okay with that sort of sequel. An add one is great.
There were some questions, though, that I have that I need to look into. Maybe on Reddit or something, because there are a couple of questions I have about particular people.
Okay.
That I'm like,
Who's that?
So there were these people that they met near water, and there was a
fish
bit of
people.
No, but they looked a bit different, and I don't know why, and I need to know why. It wasn't elaborated on, and if it was, I completely and utterly missed it. So now I'm wondering if. If John had decided, I'm just going to throw little bits and pieces in here just in case this movie does do well and I get another one.
Yeah, apparently it's written with another sequel in mind.
There you go.
So.
Yeah, I've got.
Maybe we'll find out what those weird Swedish people on the beach are doing.
Yes, it was kind of like, you know, in The Walking Dead when they come across new people and you think, oh, here okay, what?
What's your weird kink?
Yeah, exactly. It was that kind of thing. But, there were some really wonderful moments again. There were some really stupid moments in that somebody gets injured quite badly, so they're unable to walk. This happens in the first like 10 minutes. But then later on they're like, I'm just going to go for a wander by myself. And you're like, wait, how are you able to
magical
do that?
Healing powers.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it was the perfect movie to go back to the cinema and see because obviously you get the sound and then you get the silence.
Sure.
When you go to the daughter's perspective where, you know, because she's deaf, so she'll be doing something and the sound cuts out and it's instantly off-putting because you're like, well, now I don't know if I'm supposed to be worried or not because I can't hear.
So do you think being deaf would be the worst ailment to have in that situation? Because I want to throw out an alternative.
Throw out an alternative.
Tourette's.
Oh, yes. That would be horrible because you would have no control.
You're just a walking beacon.
Oh, my gosh. It probably wouldn't be a problem because you probably wouldn't last.
Yeah, you'd be gone pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I watched.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take it really bleak.
That's okay.
There.
That's okay. Well, the movie is bleak. Yeah. There. I watched it with Nabil, who had some thoughts as well.
Really?
Yes, as you can imagine.
Do you think he'll come and shout them at us?
I hope so. Nabil's like, which microphone is mine? Don't worry.
All of them will pick you up, my friend.
Exactly. he had this wonderful knack, and I mean, it wasn't a secret, but he had this wonderful knack of you would see someone, they'd have the close up, and he'd just wave at the screen, bye bye, nice knowing you, bye bye. So that was a lot of fun, and you need to watch it.
Yeah,
it's your movie.
You know, I'll be all over it.
Yeah, but try and catch it at the movies if
all
you
right.
can.
All
yeah,
right.
all right.
Thanks,
if
Mom.
You can, just try and do it for me, will you?
All right. Hey, I know I said earlier we weren't going to talk about Walking Dead.
But?
I lied. I want to give you a bit of a plug for, I don't know if I've mentioned it, but the Walking Dead Deluxe, the comic original series has restarted from the very beginning. It's coming back. Oh, it's come out in colour.
Because that was the Walking Dead thing.
It was black and white the whole way through.
Yeah.
And it's new, beautifully covered, alternate and new covers.
Oh, okay.
But all coloured throughout. And there's all this stuff that I didn't see coming. Rick is blonde. There's just interesting colouring choices through there and stuff. So, okay. Well. But it's cool seeing it coloured. And it's even cooler because I went back and reread it a few times when new seasons would roll out or stuff if I wanted to be up to speed on things. But it's cooler to now that it's finished, to go back and see kind of where some of the initial ideas were scattered through that maybe didn't pay off for 4 years and things.
Did you notice anything that you might have missed because it's in colour, or is it just adding to it?
Well, it's a weird thing. Some of the stuff adds, but some of the stuff is detracted by colour having there. The black and white was really stark.
Yep.
The release schedule. It's currently, I think, there are 2 or 3 issues into arriving at the prison.
Okay.
So the prisoners are still alive.
Hmm.
And some of the storylines that didn't make it to the show are there, including Herschel's youngest 2 daughters being decapitated by a serial killer in the barbershop.
I think he only had 2 daughters, right?
He didn't have many. In the comic, he has like 7 kids.
Oh, right.
And all
okay, he definitely ex-
all except Maggie are dead within 8 issues or something.
Oh, really?
He just gets habit. And they make it to the prison and it's Maggie and the 2 kids left, the 2 little girls. And Maggie gets a haircut and they're like, oh, we want a haircut, and run off. And Herschel's like, be careful, girls. And then
Nabil comes in, waves goodbye to the screen.
Then it's Herschel looking around the jail trying to find him. Where are you girls hiding and stuff? And walks in the barbershop and they're on the ground. And like in color, it's a pretty full on image. But I remember black and white. That stuff hits you. Feels like old school horror. So it's an interesting exercise. There's some stuff like the farm issues were definitely enhanced by it being colour.
Why?
Because there's a lot more meditative moments, or you know,
and
looking out
helps.
Over pastures, green.
Yeah.
It's so to get it's at the point in the story where they're still trying to hold on to what life was.
Yep.
They haven't yet let go and accepted what life is, and the prison sequence is where that all happens. And they, most of them go somewhat insane at some point and things there. And it's meant to feel really claustrophobic. And I don't know, the colors there are bland and drab and they're helping that. But where on the farm and stuff, there was color of hope. And that's something
almost
that's,
normalcy.
Yes. And that's something that's going to ebb further and further away as the series goes on. I imagine as we get to later, you know, much later issues and stuff, it's going to look quite drab as everything starts to rust and fall apart. Nothing's being repainted and things like that. So, yeah, that's cool.
Cool. That's fun. Now, just a quick, I was going to say side note, but we were talking about it. But you said that in the prison, most people go crazy. Now, in the comic book, that's where Carol dies, right?
Yeah.
But in the show, that's where Carol started to go a bit crazy, right?
Yes.
That's where she just decided to burn people alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she'd kind of gone through all sorts of harrowing situations and come out the other end.
Yep.
In the comic, when they arrive at the prison, she has been doing the horizontal tango with Tyrese.
Oh, okay.
And she's real into Tyrese, and Tyrese is kind of like, it's something to do. And
there's no TV.
No.
I'm bored.
And then Tyrese's daughter and her boyfriend attempt to do a joint suicide on each other. And he fires too early and kills Tyrese's daughter. And then she reanimates. And that's when they first discover that you die and you come back.
That's how they figure it out.
It's not the bite.
Yeah, right.
And then Tyrese snaps and murders the boy. Like chokes him to death, And then Rick and Tyrese are the only ones there, and he's got a hand raised near him. Mm. All this sort of stuff. And Rick's like, you all right? He's like, no, it's cool. It's cool. He's like, you got to do something about this kid. He's going to turn and come back. And he's like, oh, no, I know. I'm waiting for it. I'm gonna kill him slower this time. Mm, you should fuck off now, Rick. Anyway, so it goes very poorly for Tyrese from there on, and he goes insane and then takes that out on Carol, and then she feeds herself to walkers, and everyone just slowly – prison's not a good place for them.
Before or after the apocalypse, it sounds like prison is just not a good place.
No one was enjoying it.
What else have you been watching?
I've not done the whole thing, but I've been watching the Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous Season 3.
Ooh, okay.
You know, I love this show.
Yeah, this is the surprise show for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's way better than it deserves to be. Now, Season 2, we ended it with them excitedly. If you've not seen any of it before, it's about six kids who were on Jurassic World at a youth camp when the events of Jurassic World take place. They have been abandoned on the island. Season 2 saw everyone else get on boats, go to safety, and the kids were left behind. They built a raft. They get on the raft. Within 3 minutes of the first episode, the raft is smashed and they're back on the beach.
Can't get away.
No. Well, they got picked up for another season.
Well, okay. So you're about halfway through?
Yeah, nearly.
Are you savoring or are you trying?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. In the past, I have done them all in a night in order to come and talk about it with you. And this time I was like, no.
Yeah. Why
it's
not?
A children's show. I'm going to enjoy episode a day.
You should enjoy.
Yeah.
Speaking of enjoying, it was so big. Everybody was talking about it. The Friends reunion.
Oh, yeah. You watched it?
I don't know why in my head I thought it was going to be a scripted reunion where they all come back. And I was like, how are they ever going to be in those apartments? Because clearly they've left that
life behind.
Yeah. But it wasn't. It was just a, hey, remember when we did this?
So it was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Reunion.
And you know what? I think that was a safer and more effective bet, because if you think about those Sex and the City movies where they came back, come on, one more bit of storyline, and they're like, no, you've gone too far. This was too much.
Also, Friends did such a solid job of establishing what their future life was going to be, that it would be unpicking storylines that people are good. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I thought was hilarious was I'm pretty sure Jennifer Aniston just called Matt LeBlanc Joey the whole way through the reunion. Just awesome. Called him Joey the whole time.
Why not?
It was hilarious.
How's Matthew Perry's face? Was he... Because apparently he had dental surgery like 2 or 3 days before.
Yeah. So do you remember that episode of Friends, the one where Ross gets his teeth whitened?
Yes. He looked like that?
Yeah.
All right.
And you could tell everything was a bit weird and raw because he was speaking like everything was a bit weird and raw in his mouth. But look, how old are they? About 50 now? Early 50s,
at
I would
least.
Say. Yeah. And they looked like they were all early 50s. Now I'm doing the Jennifer Aniston thing. David Schwimmer probably changed the least.
Yeah. But he already looked the oldest of them. Do you reckon
who is the oldest? Would it be Lisa Kudrow?
I think so. Matt LeBlanc is surprisingly old.
Yeah, right. Well, not really. He's the only person that allowed himself to go grey.
Yeah.
And he's enjoyed a few meals.
Yeah. Yeah. He does Top Gear, you know, he did Top Gear and stuff. He's had some fun.
Yeah.
David Schwimmer surprised everyone with some serious dramatic acting.
That's right.
Matthew Perry, been to rehab a few times.
Yeah, he had issues. Yeah, that's true. But he had issues during the show.
Yeah. Our thoughts go out.
That's right. Lisa Kudrow probably, she looked really similar, I would say. Courtney Cox has famously said that she regrets doing whatever she did to her face.
Yeah, she should.
Yeah. And Jennifer Aniston just, I mean, you see Jennifer Aniston enough that this.
Not a surprise.
No, it's not a surprise at all.
Did they bust out a Gunter or a Janice or.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She looks so different. Also because she's not doing the voice.
Yeah.
I think for me, Janice is the voice, not so much the face. Yeah.
Oh, so for me, it's that face.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I told you last week I did the Lego Friends apartments and it comes with a Janice and the face is midway through it going, oh, and it's perfect.
Oh, goodness. Gunther was there for about 3 seconds on Skype. I'm pretty sure he was heavily edited because, yeah, it was
really. Was it just like a, hi, guy?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, no, he's frozen.
Exactly. They had kind of two reunions in within the reunion. So they had them talking with James Corden with about 12 people as the audience in front of the fountain. But they also had them on the set. So they came in, had a look at the sets.
On a recreation type thing.
Exactly, yeah. So they were all there. And I kind of liked that one a little bit more because it was just them. So they were able to talk with each other and do the reminiscing.
Oh, and James Corden wasn't there.
He wasn't there. Having said that, they edited James out a lot.
Good.
He was hardly there. But you don't need anybody there. Maybe you needed someone there during the filming to help facilitate them and, you know, like drive them in a direction of where the producers or whoever wants it to go. Because they also had interviews of the creators, which were really interesting. And they had behind-the-scenes footage as well. So they would have wanted Joey to talk about the time that they just decided to have one more take where he jumped onto the armchair and dislocated his shoulder.
Mm. Oof.
And the other two takes were perfectly fine, but they did one more take and he just sort of walked off into Monica's room. And the audience is still laughing. And I don't think anybody except for David Schwimmer knew that something had happened because the cast was still talking to each other and David Schwimmer's like, he's doing that cut it, you know, that cut it neck hand gesture. So then they had to write in that Joey had been jumping up and down on his bed and had hurt his arm so that when Matt LeBlanc showed up with a cast for the – well, not a cast, he had a sling for the next episode or maybe the rest of that episode
Wasn't a thing.
Yeah, it was a thing.
There you go.
It was really cool because stuff that you wouldn't know. I don't know. Maybe diehard Friends fans did know that, but I didn't.
I didn't either.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was cozy and it's made me want to watch Friends. So I've been watching a couple of episodes a night now.
Sure.
Yeah. Feel good, you know. Feel good. Tom.
Yeah.
I did warn you that there was going to be a quiz.
I have been pre-warned.
You know it's about TV themes.
Yeah.
Should we get into it?
I'm so ready.
It's called Which Show Used Which Song? So these are songs that were not made for the show.
Sure.
They are already established songs that we used for this particular TV show. So I'm going to tell you the song and then you tell me the TV show.
And is it the theme music for the show or was used at some point?
Theme music.
Okay.
So, you know, like, for example,
if I don't want to wait. I don't know how much we can sing.
Let's start with that one. I Don't Want to Wait by Paula Cole.
You go. That's from Dawson's Creek.
Exactly. I wanted to double check though, so I did a bit of Googling.
Yes.
And apparently, if you stream the show now, that song is not the theme song anymore.
Sure. Licensing issues.
Yeah, exactly.
There are several shows that are tied up in that. I can't get my hands on Buddy Ed.
Northern Exposure.
Yeah.
But that's kind of different though. It's like Northern Exposure doesn't exist anymore. You can't find it anywhere.
That's the same as Ed, Tom Cavanagh's first show. Yeah.
So
Justin
weird.
Long, whole bunch of great people are on it.
Oh, was Justin Long in that?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
And they did four seasons and it's nowhere.
That's so annoying.
Yeah.
A Little Help from My Friends by Joe Cocker. They're doing a reboot.
Caroline in the City.
Well, no, we were taught it's set in the 60s or early 70s. Actually, David Schwimmer was in the original TV show of this. He played the boyfriend, the hippie boyfriend of the daughter of this family. It was a voiceover. The main character's name was Kevin Arnold.
Oh, Wonder Years. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Good one. You stumped me there.
Yeah.
This is a good quiz.
I thought you would get that one really quickly, so this is going to be interesting.
This is several hoops that I'm jumping through.
Okay, all right. Like Love and Marriage by Frank Sinatra.
Now that is Married with Children.
That's an easy one. That's an easy
That's
one.
That's a good one.
Boss of Me by They Might Be Giants.
Oh, Malcolm.
Yes.
In the Middle.
That's right. What about Closer to Free by the Bodines?
I don't know if I know that song.
It's not a feel-good show. It's from the mid to late 90s. No, it's about teenage to adult children whose parents have died.
Oh.
I don't know how, though.
Party of five.
Yes.
It was a car accident.
It was a car accident.
I think
okay.
it was a car accident.
It just seemed too serious for me and a bit of a downer, so I never got into it.
I never watched it at the time. I had to go back and watch a bit of it when I started working on Lost.
Of course.
Matthew Fox was from there.
Is it all right? I wouldn't think it'd be your show.
Really wasn't.
Yeah.
Gave it a red hot go.
That's good.
No, not for me.
And finally, probably the most difficult question of this quiz. I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts. Yeah. Just on the tip of your tongue? Is it on the tip of your tongue? Yeah, exactly.
That one.
Right, everybody when that part comes in, everybody in the room claps, right? You clap,
don't
you?
Oh, there's a fantastic meme that goes around of someone carrying a whole bunch of cakes and someone runs up and goes... someone goes, so no one told me life was... And then the person drops all their cakes to clap. You can't...
I have to watch this.
It's good. You can't not clap.
And every time they would change the intro, as in, you know, like the montage, they would always choose somebody who was doing something with their hands or something. At one point I remember it was Monica smacking her stomach. Ch-ch-ch-ch. Very good. Well done.
Thanks.
Well done.
Nice quiz.
It was a fun quiz. We got through it quickly and you were successful, way more successful than last week. Therefore, the champ t-shirt worked. No, wait. It was the pants, right? I can't remember.
Both.
Your whole attire has worked.
I wore my quiz answering pants.
Yes. Yes.
They're a svelte fit.
I never used that word. I was just impressed that you said it.
That's a good word, svelte.
It is a good word. I'm going to start using it more often.
I grant you permission.
Thank you so much.
I don't know if you know, but I am the gatekeeper of the word svelte.
No, I say schwelt instead. On that note, Tom, thank you very much.
Bonsoir.